This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The National Museum of African American History and Culture opens tomorrow in D.C., a collection of 40,000 items. It's said to be a celebratory and somber look at the history of African American people. It's expected to draw huge crowds for years to come. This could have a multiplier effect. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
There's a pretty straightforward way to analyze a museum's economic impact. Analysts check out what people spend getting to the museum, how much money they drop there, and the National Museum of African American History and Culture might increase the appeal of Washington for African American tourists.
This is an untapped market to a great extent.
That's John Gerner of Leisure Business Advisors. He analyzes tourist attractions like museums.
And this museum could bring in quite a few new visitors to Washington.
People who actually plan their visits around this new museum, like Ashara Akundayo. She flew into Washington yesterday from Oakland, California, where she owns an art gallery. So far, she spent more than $1,000.
I bought an airline ticket. I got in a taxi to come to the hotel.
And she'll be spending more.
And I'm realizing that I didn't bring the right shoes, so how great is that? I get to go find some shoes in Washington, D.C.
Akundayo says she flies to Washington a lot on business. Now she'll come here on vacation. Her kids want to go to the museum in Washington. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.